USA News, I'm Jeremy Stott. The man accused of stabbing and killing four University of Idaho students plans to waive extradition.
Brian Koberger's attorney said on Saturday that waiving extradition to Idaho is a procedural issue. Koberger was arrested last week in Pennsylvania, his home state. The 28-year-old Washington State University graduate student is accused of murdering 21-year-olds Kaylee Gonsalves and Madison Mogan, along with 20-year-olds Zana Kernodal and Ethan Chapin, in a house near the University of Idaho campus in Moscow back in November. I'm Tyler Kuehl.
A 19-year-old man from Maine is charged with attempted murder in the alleged attack of three New York City police officers in Times Square on New Year's Eve. Trevor Bickford remains in the hospital after being shot in the shoulder. Officials say he allegedly swung a large knife at the officers, leaving one with a skull fracture and another with a bad cut. The three officers have been released from the hospital. Sources tell the New York Post that Bickford was on the FBI's watch list for being radicalized. A winter storm is expected to move across the central plains and upper Midwest this week, dumping heavy snow, sleet, and freezing rain on parts of the country, especially Nebraska and Minnesota. Officials are warning of potential tornadoes in the south. Massive boulders brought down during a New Year's Eve storm in Northern California will require explosives to remove from Highway 50 in the Sierra. Officials say nobody was injured. Julio Flores has more on those rains and flooding in Northern California.
The storm dumped more than 5 inches of rain over the San Francisco Bay Area on Saturday, its second wettest day on record. Crews in Sacramento have rescued multiple flood victims by helicopter in recent days. Mass power outages were also felt as more than 170,000 California homes were in the dark.
Twitter CEO Elon Musk is teasing that this week's Twitter Files will focus on Dr. Anthony Fauci, who retired over the weekend after 38 years as director. Musk has been increasingly critical of the longtime leading infectious disease experts. This is USA News.
The holidays are here. Achieve gifting greatness when you give perfectly aged, tender, delicious Omaha Steaks. The steak experts at Omaha Steaks have curated special gift packages to take the guesswork out of gifting and make you a holiday hero. Go to omahasteaks.com and take advantage of 50% off site-wide. Plus, use code TREAT at checkout to get an additional $40 off your order. Send an assortment of mouth-watering favorites guaranteed to impress, like the legendary Butcher's Cut Filet Mignon, air-chilled boneless chicken, ultra-juicy burgers, even easy-to-prepare, ready-in-a-flash comfort meals. Omaha Steaks is ready to ship your order right away, so shop early and beat the shipping rush. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout. Omaha Steaks is a gift from the heart, remembered with every unforgettable bite. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com, get 50% off site-wide, plus use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $40 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
Senator Richard Blumenthal is calling for reforms of the airlines after the debacle with Southwest Airlines canceling and delaying thousands of flights and stranding passengers over the holidays. The Connecticut Democrat outlined his plans today outside the state capitol in Hartford.
It is an industry that's rife with monopolistic and predatory practices. And the reason they can do it is because they dominate, and the balance of power has shifted in favor of the airlines, with fewer and fewer of them controlling more of the routes, putting passengers more at their mercy.
Senator Blumenthal is proposing a passenger bill of rights requiring airlines to provide refunds and fare compensation after flight delays caused by the airline. He's also calling for compensation for lost or delayed luggage, rental cars, meals, and lodging in case of a canceled flight. New York's first female chief executive has started her elected term.
Governor Kathy Hochul took the oath on Sunday at her inauguration. Hochul, who became governor when Andrew Cuomo stepped down in 2021, is not taking her historic moment lightly.
And now as I stand before you, humbled by this honor, I'm ready to take on the fight.
The Buffalo native said this day belongs to little girls and to young women who will grow up knowing that from this day forward, there are no barriers they can overcome. Hochul defeated former Congressman Lee Zeldin in November. In New York, I'm Jerry Barmash.
The Rose Bowl set for kickoff in Pasadena. Number 7, Utah, and number 9, Penn State are meeting. I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Streaming on Peacock.
Fellas, I'm getting married.
From the creator of The Best Man and The Best Man Holiday.
Come on, Vince Quinn's wedding.
Guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
And executive producer of Insecure.
They want to make unfinished business into a movie.
That book caused a lot of drama.
Get your popcorn ready.
Bring me a higher
love. Just like old times, only better. The Best Man, The Final Chapters, a new limited series. Streaming now, only on Peacock.
Let's get lit!